This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Russia's emergency authorities say more than 76,000 people have fled their homes in Kursk after Ukrainian troops and armor poured across the border on August 6th. Here's Associated Press correspondent Karen Chalmers.
An official in the Kursk border region of Russia is urging residents to evacuate due to the very tense situation there, where Russian forces are scrambling to respond to a surprise Ukrainian attack. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky recently broke the government's silence on the Ukrainian military incursion into Russia.
Ukrainian President Zelensky said he wanted to thank every unit of the Ukrainian Defense Forces, which is proving that it really knows how to, quote, restore justice and guarantees exactly the kind of pressure that is needed, pressure on the aggressor. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday said Ukraine was trying to undermine Russian stability with its incursion into the south of the country, but it would not succeed. A major forest fire is raging out of control on the northern fringes of the Greek capital, Athens, triggering evacuation orders for Athens suburbs and outlying areas. Strong winds hampering the efforts of hundreds of firefighters and dozens of water-dropping airplanes. Tourists in Rome and Venice bracing for high temperatures as a heat wave hits Italy.
The heat wave just makes it a little bit exhausting. So, yeah, we always arrive to our hotel room, like, tired and really, really, like, sleepy.
Red alerts have been issued for 16 cities across Italy as extreme heat continues to affect southern Europe. More high temperatures are expected in Europe next week as another heat wave approaches. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's top court on Monday unanimously dismissed the bid to overturn the convictions of media tycoon Jimmy Lai and six other pro-democracy campaigners for unauthorized assembly in 2019. Reuters correspondent Leila Sharokishani has the details.
76-year-old Lai, the founder of the pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily and others, including Martin Lee, had been found guilty of organizing and participating in an unauthorized assembly in August 2019, during months-long pro-democracy protests in the China-ruled city. A lower court had overturned their conviction for organizing the unauthorized assembly, but their conviction for taking part in an unauthorized procession was upheld. The appeal focused on whether the conviction was proportionate to fundamental human rights protections.
Reuters correspondent Leila Sharokishani. Pakistan's military said on Monday it had arrested the former chief of the top spy agency, Lieutenant General Faiz Hamid, and initiated court-martial proceedings against him. The arrest was ordered by the Supreme Court in connection with a land development case and multiple violations of the Pakistan Army Act after his retirement, according to the military. Aviation staff at Kenya's main international airport say they will go on strike next week over a contested investment proposal from an Indian conglomerate. About 10,000 members of the Kenya Aviation Workers Union will walk out August 19th, according to the union on Monday. The dispute centers on plans by the Kenyan government to enter into an investment agreement with India's Adani Group to expand, modernize, and operate Nairobi's International Airport. The Paris Olympics are over, capped off with a dazzling closing ceremony. Here's Associated Press correspondent Karen Chalmers in Paris.
Paris has closed out 2.5 extraordinary weeks of Olympic sports and emotion with a star-studded show in France's National Stadium. Fireworks erupted into the night sky as Paris capped off the closing ceremony, which many spectators described as unforgettable. Florida tourist Teresa Miller told the AP,
"It was so well put together, and it encompassed the spirit of the Games."
The French capital has handed over hosting duties for the Summer Games to the next city in line, Los Angeles, in 2028. Hollywood star Tom Cruise descended from the top of the stadium to the Mission Impossible theme song before taking the Olympic flag from star gymnast Simone Biles, putting it on the back of a motorcycle and roaring out of the stadium. Los Angeles is looking to prove that topping Paris isn't Mission Impossible. I'm Karen Chalmers.
And I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.